Now, interestingly enough, the situation you talked about this morning, this is very interesting. You talked about this something this morning, which seems so small, seems so small compared to the larger issues of affairs, anger, blah, blah, blah. However, for exactly the reasons we said earlier, it was not small, and it was an example of something in the present that makes the difference for just the reasons I've been saying here tonight. Notice that you're talking about these big issues. He's saying all he wants is to feel respected for the chair that he chose. Right? Let him choose the chair. Let him choose. It's primal stuff. It's like in ancient times, me choose this cave. Oh, Tarzan. Thank you so much for this. Tarzan liked that.
Yes.
It's not about the chair. It's not about the chair. It's about, it is an aspect, you know, we talk about men want to feel they provide. The man choosing the chair is energetically a case of his providing for her. Does that make sense? So all you can do is start right now. And you both need to decide whether or not you are allowing this relationship to be reborn. And it is reasonable to assume, and if you have any reason that that is not true, tell me. But I'm only taking my information from the fact you're here and the fact that you have those four children and the fact that you've both said you would like to work it out. That means the emotional discipline to forgive each other for the past. Means the emotional discipline the Course in Miracles in that section I read today. Forgiveness is a selective remembering. So let me ask you a question. Has he done a lot right?
Yes, he's an amazing father and a great husband, actually, a great man.
Has he apologized fully for the affair and any other things where you feel that he has come up short?
Yes, he has.
Right. Is there anything else that you need from him in terms of apologizing for the past? Is there anything else you need from him in terms of past behavior in order to be complete and resolved within yourself?